Good morning, everyone, and this is Friday, the 16th of November, with Learn for Life News. Very chilly morning as the sun comes up over North London, and I bring you all the EdTech news for the morning. Okay, now today I've got certain words banned in my broadcast. Interesting, which I notice I use a lot, and I'm going to try and get rid of the ers and the ums. Let's go straight into what the news is today. We're going to talk about Teach Meets. We're going to talk about amazing robot site. We're going to talk about the different BCS documents that have been released yesterday about the EBAC and why computer science should be in it. And we're going to look at an interesting site taking Michael Gove's claims of the soft bigotry of low expectations on full blast. So let's move straight into the show. And you can get all the information on the show if you go to bit.ly/L4L News16-11-2012. You can get us on MixLR, MixCloud, Audioboo, and you can also get us on YouTube when the videos finally get up. Also go to the L4L site, Learn for Life, L4L.co.uk. The first thing I want to talk about are Teach Meets, and they are in our bundle, which is bundles.bit.ly/bundles/ibeams, which is always EYEBEAMS/M. And this particular bundle talks about the Teach Meets for some of the Teach Meets for November. And the first one coming up is Teach Meet Essex, and that is on the 19th of November at Chelmsford. They've just released 50 additional tickets, so it shows how many people are going along. That's 200 people. Where is it? It's at King Edward VI Grammar School in Broomfield Road, Chelmsford, Essex. And there's a URL, http://kegs.org.uk. You can download a PDF poster if you go along to this particular URL, which is bit.ly/_Essex, and you'll be able to see the different people presenting. There'll be Martin Burrett, ICT at ICT Magic, Catherine Evans at Catherine Wiki, talking about Google Drive, Richard Millwood talking about Back to the Future, Andy Neal using Solo in the Classroom, Mark Allen talking about the Seven Nation Army, Jonathan Furness talking about Raspberry Pi, Diana Lorillard, which I'm amazing. She's actually turned up to one of these things, a pedagogical patterns collector. Sorry, Diana, if I came across badly there. Tom Sherrington, head teacher guru, co-construction, student-led teacher learning. Christopher War, Edutronic Net, teacher, student teacher blogging. James Abela, James, the joy of SketchUp. Namish Gohill, at Show My Homework, software is eating education. Danny Nicholson, Danny Nick, student voting and assessment. Really, really, really interesting lineup there. And that is on the 19th of November at Chelmsford. And you need to go to bit.ly/TeachMeetEssex. Next one is Teach Meet ACE 1. This one is an ACE Science Teach Meet, and this is on Tuesday, the 20th of November. I've not put all these in exact date order, so this is the second of two Teach Meets sciences. This is Teach Meet Science, ACE Science Teach Meet, 5:30 to 7:15, Tuesday, 20th of November. Where is it? The Towers Convent School, Henfield Road, Upper Beeding, West Sussex, BN443TF. It is 5:30. onwards, and there's a couple of people presenting there, and that is bit.ly/TMASE1. TMASE1. Okay, now the Teach Meet, your other Teach Meet, Teach Meet AS2. The second one is St. Helens Teach Meet. That's another ACE Science Teach Meet, and this is at St. Helens School, Eastbury Road, Northwood, HA6 3AS, and that's Monday the 19th of November. If you go along to bit.ly/TMASE2, you'll be able to see all the details of that. The contact person there, people there are James Salmon and Francis Evans. So go along to TMASE2. That's with the bit.ly prefix, obviously. Now, the next bit, the most interesting bit of the program for me this morning, is a lovely resource I've found, which is bit.ly.com. So it's bit.ly.com/bundles/ibeams/ L. It's all about a teacher site to do with robots. Now, I was looking around yesterday on different conversations on Twitter. I sort of eavesdrop. Twitter is a wonderful place to eavesdrop on people's conversations. And one of the conversations was going on at a conference. I forget which one it is. And someone dropped this site into the discussion. And I thought, wow, this is really, really great. So I went along and I saw this site, and it's bit.ly/robotarts. And what it is, it's looking at a whole host of robotics created with cross-curricular resources. So this one is robotdiaries.postgres.com/full-curriculum, looks at different things to do with robots and how you can link these robots with something called a hummingbird kit, which the Carnegie Mellon University in the States has put together. And they've actually been using this with teachers and students for a number of years now, and they perfected this set of servo motors, lights, other things, and they've connected it up to a robot kit, and they're actually using it within the arts curriculum, the wider arts curriculum. So in this particular site, you'll see it says full curriculum. If you go to language art, you'll see a robot theater. And if you go there, you've got a scribe document telling you how they did it. They've got the planning documents. And if you go back, you can see there's science reactive art section. And there's a lovely video there of how people have used reactive art. And it tells you a bit about the slides, about what the artwork must contain. It has to have servos, it has to have certain other things you need to do, all beautifully put out in that site. And a lot of what I would call different exemplars of students and teachers showing you how to use robotic arts. Now that is bit.ly/robotic arts. And it's part of the Create Labs site, which is bit.ly/_createlab. And there you can see sort of wider vision of how Carnegie Mellon has done this and why they've put these things up. And it's lots and lots of teachers' videos, lots and lots of there's a site called Educational Robotics for the Classroom, webinars and more on robotics, an article on humanoid robotics, the Lesson Concept Robotic Theatre update. And some people put up their updates of their robotics kit. And lastly, in that section, I want you to go along to bit.ly/_hummingbird. And that talks about the Hummingbird's robotics kit, which is $199. But you'll see a little video there and you'll see the different components that are in it. And what's interesting about this whole robotics site and the Hummingbird, which I think should come over here because it's quite a nice little concept, is that it is context based. I think it would appeal more to, in my opinion, it would appeal more to girls because it's got and I'm not in any way putting down girls, but you know, the reality is girls do not go out there and do stuff like this. Here you can have a contextual base, a narrative base, as we were talking yesterday, different narrative ways in to using kit and robotics. And I think narrative is the way in for those people who aren't techie. Story. We love story. We love ways into the different stories that we tell of our culture. And to do this using robotics and cross-curricular through the arts is a way forward, I would suggest. And that leads me on next to the next section, which is bit.ly.com/bundles/ibeams/n. Now, this is a statement made by Academy of Computing, the BCS, yesterday, talking about computer science in the EBAC. And they have issued a report, a document, talking to the Secretary of State, tackling him head on, saying, look, why don't you put computer science into the curriculum? And so that's bit.ly/BCSEBAC1. And the main recommendations and the findings of the report are computer science should be included as an optional subject within the EBAC, and a new computer science EBAC certificate should be developed as soon as possible. Computer science is a distinct science and engineering discipline, which when realized as an appropriate key stage 3 and 4 curriculum, equips pupils with the core knowledge, competency and capabilities. There are new GCSE qualifications in computer science that could easily qualify for inclusion in the EBAC. EBAC was created precisely in order to incentivize schools to offer and resource subjects that the government considers to be important, and many other things. And there's a big push now from BCS. And to read the actual PDF, you have to go along to bit.ly/BCSEBAC 2, and this has been written up by a whole host of people: Professor Alan Bundy, University of Edinburgh, Andrew Eland at Google, Professor Anthony Finkelstein at University College, Bill Mitchell, BCS, Kerry Hartnell at Intellect, Claire Riley at Microsoft, David Braben, co-founder of Raspberry Pi, David Harper of Google, Ian Livingstone of the Next Gen Skills, John Laser. You get the idea. And basically, BCS is pushing now for computer science to be included in the EBEC. Michael Gove, why not? Why are you not doing this? Is it because you have got a phobia about technology? Come on, pull your finger out, man, and get on with it. Put it in there. Okay, now, the last one, last spot today is the Gove spot. This is a fascinating site, a document prepared by Laura McKinnery, who's policy development partner for IKM, which is the site, ikm.org.uk. And she tackles head-on Michael Gove's claim that there is a soft bigotry of low expectations from teachers when they're doing assessment of their pupils. Now, she takes this claim on and she makes a few suggestions and a few sort of very laser-sharp empirical looks at what could be done to back up these claims, because she says it's fair and well if this is happening, if teachers are being racist through their marking, unconsciously or consciously, they're spoiling the life chances of pupils. I'll quote from her article. It says, "If Michael Gove's implied claim that teachers undermark student control assessments due to the soft bigotry of low expectations is true, then the issue must be tackled head-on and tackled quickly." She said, "Systematic racist bias in the marking of GCSE assessments should be simply unacceptable. And if Gove really wants to change his prejudice, and instead of relying on search, which showed a mismatch between test scores and a teacher's general evaluation of ability in a subject, he should now commission researchers to run data that will show if the same mismatch actually occurs in the teacher marking of controlled assessments." And she goes on to say, "There are likely many ways to test for this bias, and here's a simple test for which the data is readily available. Use exam board data to determine which schools had out-of-tolerance controlled assessment marks due to undermarking, and determined via statistical testing if these schools have a significantly more ethnic minority students than schools who either marked within tolerance or who overmarked." So that if sisters systematically undermark ethnic minority students, then one would expect to see schools with high levels of ethnic minority students overrepresented in the undermarking category and underrepresented in the overly generous category. And she's got a couple of caveats in there, and she talks about the sort of CMPO Bristol study, which was used to support Gove's point. And she said, you know, this is easily done. Well, it's not easily done, actually. Yes, she says it's quite hard to pull that data in, but once you've got that data, you should be able to back your claim up, yes or no. Good luck with that, I think, Laura. I don't think the DfE are going to do that. I don't think Ofqual are going to do that. I think Gove has made his point, and he's going to push it as he can now. But wonderful article, so I would urge you all to go and see that article. It's bit.ly/soft bigotry claim, and that's by Laura McInerney, and she really does nail the whole soft bigotry claim. And I will leave you with that thought as you go out to your classroom today. It's the weekend. Don't work too hard. Try and get along to a teach meet, or try and actually relax and do some preparation that's constructive and will bring your students' progress further on throughout the year. Remember, the learning is for life, not just for Ofsted. And I'll leave you with that thought. Goodbye now.